Hello, everybody. I know you've been waiting to hear more of the story. And that I do apologize, as some things in life are definitely holding me up a little bit on this. But make no mistake, the end is soon to come. At least for this tale. Anyway, let's get right to it, huh? When the vibrator kicked to full intensity, Ava let out a loud cry, praying nobody was near the car. Shit. Shit. It felt like a pair of fingers were inside of her, fingering her at a rapid speed. He must have seen her recline to see. Fuck. She hadn't checked to make sure he was gone before trying to fix herself. This was his punishment. What should she do? It'd be worse later if she tried to take the toy out. She'd get a spanking for sure. And not the kind she would like. She gathered as much strength as she could and raised herself back up, fixing the seat in its normal place. She buckled herself in and took slow, deep breaths. While the vibrator fucked her insides. It seemed to take forever for Michael to come outside. He took his time, walking to the car, unloading the groceries, putting the cart all the way back to the holding station, then finally getting into the car. He looked at her, ignoring him, taking deep breaths. She was doing her best to hold on to what little control he had left. He'd ruffled her hair, making her jump. Are you ready to go home? He asked her. She kept her eyes closed, but slowly nodded. You're doing a good job. I'm proud of you, baby girl. His words of praise made her heart skip a beat as she gathered her dress up and fists at her knees, praying they'd be home soon, so he can take this out of her and fill her up with himself instead. Michael drove home as softly as he could, avoiding speed bumps and hilly streets. Ava suffered enough, and it was his job to take her out of her misery. When they pulled into the garage, Ava didn't even try to get out of the car. She was almost a statue. But Michael grabbed the groceries and brought them in before coming to rescue her. He would wrap his arms around her back and under her legs, picking her up bridal style as she held on to him tightly, quietly moaning in his neck as the toy began to wriggle itself out of her. Before he could lay her on the bed, the soaking wetness of her pussy combined with her contracting muscles had slowly pushed the vibrator out of her, where it plopped on the floor, shiny and slick as it buzzed against the carpet. Michael laid Ava down where she could finally catch her breath as he turned the toy off. Silently, he pushed her dress up around her hips and placed his head between her thighs, licking the sweet juice that had trailed down her legs as they rode home. She moaned and grabbed into the bed sheets as his tongue finally found its way inside her warm, wet, shaking pussy. He licked her lips clean before parting them and sucking gently on her tongue. Ava let out a loud moan as he sucked gently on her clit, sliding two fingers deep inside of her and twisting them roughly, searching for the gold he had tapped earlier. Before she could warn him, she squirted all over his face and beard, hips arching at it without control. She cried out as she finally reached a sweet place of relief, the tension finally leaving her body. Michael pulled Ava up to a sitting position, and she looked at his face, glistening with her juice, and began to lick it clean. He held on to her as she licked her tongue, up and down, on his cheeks and over his eyes, around his lips, before sliding her tongue deep into his mouth. She kissed him like she was a starving prisoner, and he was her last meal. He matched her energy, gripping the back of her head, holding her in place as the tongues danced. He moved down to her collarbone and neck, biting her there, licking and sucking all over the neck roughly. She tilted her head back, moaning without restraint, holding on to him, finding the hem of his shirt and pulling it up over his head. He shoved her down the bed roughly, yanking her dress off and throwing across the room. His mouth traveled down her body, pausing to lick and suck on her breast, twisting her nipples between his fingers. He bit the soft skin of her sided upper torso, traveling further down past her waist, biting and sucking inside of her thighs. She shook and moaned under his tongue and teeth, spreading her legs open, inviting him inside. Michael couldn't resist any longer. He pushed his shorts off, stroking his dick, pushing her legs further open before slowly pushing himself inside of her. Her pussy welcomed him in like a warm embrace. Both of them moaned in unison as her vagina wrapped around his dick, pulling him deeper. He pushed himself all the way in until his pelvis touched hers, and Ava's back arched, head tilted back and her mouth forming a silent O. He growled softly in her ear, and slowly pulled partially out, before pushing himself deep in there again. He repeated the slow push and pull for a few strokes, until her body relaxed slightly, carefully, but there was less resistance. Once her muscles began to relax, he began fucking her deep, hard, fast, and rough. He pounded her pussy mercilessly, fucking her into the mattress as she screamed his name, digging her nails into his back, wrapping her legs tightly around his waist, locking him in. He grabbed her hair, pulling it back to expose her neck, and began to bite and suck. So much that she began to scream. Her mind and body were going crazy. Slowly, she was starting to whimper now, words incoherent as he drilled her without rest. She felt so good, so warm, so vulnerable, and soft under him. He just wanted to break her in the most loving of ways. He whispered in her ear, "Whose pussy is this? Who do you belong to?" Ava choked out a response between gasps as she told it was his, calling him daddy once more. She came violently on that last syllable, arms and legs wrapped around him tight, locking him in, nails scratching sharply down his spine. He came at the same time she did, their fluids mixing together. Spent, they lay there for a moment, breathing hard. Their bodies a beautiful brown pretzel. Michael stroked her hair and the side of her face. "Are you okay? Did I hurt you?" She shook her head, smiling at him, and kissed his cheek. She said, "No, Daddy, you never hurt. Thank you." He kissed her gently before standing up to survey the mess. They both needed washing, and did the sheets. Michael ran warm water in the garden tub, letting a little pour a bubble bath as well. As the water filled, he wet a towel and cleaned Ava up as best he could, without moving her. When the water was half full, he turned it off, and retrieving her from the bed, carried Ava into the bathroom and set her down gently in the tub. She rested her head back against the back of the cushion and sighed gratefully. The warm water and bubbles soothed her sore muscles. Michael blew a bubble playfully in her face, rubbing the top of her head before getting to the shower to clean himself off. Ava closed her eyes and let herself relax, nodding off before she realized. When Michael got out of the shower, he wasn't surprised to see her sleeping. He checked the water and it was still extremely warm. He quietly dried off and put on a pair of sweats before loading the sheets into the washing machine. He then hummed to himself as he took the groceries out of the bags that he had left on the counter and went about making breakfast he had promised for his little baby girl. Well, I hope you enjoyed the ending to this story. My friend might be making some more, so might be more to come on these kinky stories on this podcast. But for now, we will stop here. Until next time. Hello, everybody. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you have any kinky stories or confessions that you really want to have me read on this podcast, then you can just send it to my email at bdsmnoirlife@gmail.com. Or you can find it in pretty much my bio on Anchor or my Instagram. Anyway, if you also want to find more bonus stories or ASMR, you also can check out my Patreon. I'll constantly be putting more and more content of whatever comes in my life. But anyway, until next time.